Hello, people. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Slick Talk Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Friday. First of all, happy Friday. Hope that most of you guys have plans for the weekend. I've got no plans yet, just yet. It's not much, really, obviously because of lockdown. And also because of we don't have a beautiful weather here in Edinburgh, so it's just gonna be as we go, obviously, as tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow I get a chance to check the weather and see what's happening, and maybe decide to do something with the family. Depends. Maybe a barbecue on the way. Let's see. But let's not focus about what's happening tomorrow. Let's focus about today. And today's show is gonna be about we're gonna revert back a little bit to Formula One. And one person I'd like to talk about today in Formula One, and I call him the box office driver. We all know who he is, it's Lewis Hamilton. Now, for those of you who follow Formula One, you all know that at the end of this season, Sebastian Vettel will no longer be a driver for Ferrari. He hasn't found a team yet for 2021. He will still have to drive for this season, but he doesn't have a seat yet confirmed for next season. So Carlos Sainz obviously will move to Ferrari to replace him, and obviously partner with Charles Leclerc, to run the team over there. Charles obviously will be our guess, the number one driver. But today, I think the point what we need to focus on is definitely Lewis Hamilton, because I believe, sincerely believe, that Lewis Hamilton should be looking, he should consider a seat in Ferrari for 2021-2022. Hamilton, for everybody who knows, since his first title in 2008 with McLaren, is... And obviously, his move to Mercedes, he's been flying. First thing first, when he decided to move from McLaren to Mercedes, that was a great move. Everybody batched him. I was one of them when I batched him. I was right behind him. And I was like, "Why you leaving McLaren for Mercedes?" And at the time, Mercedes just didn't have the pace. They didn't have the car. They didn't have a competitive car. But he made the decision at the time to move, knowing that down the lines, they're going to be dominant. I don't believe that he knew they were going to be dominant the way they are right now. But let's be honest here. Mercedes has been, they've been so dominant. I mean, Ferrari at the moment, they have no answer. Renault have no answer. Red Bull, they have no answer. McLaren, they haven't had any answer for the past few years now, so it doesn't even count. Mercedes, they've been so good. They've been so good. It's been a cake, basically, for Lewis Hamilton. Now, one of the things about Formula One, we all know, for me, I believe that when you drive a Formula One car, 70% is the car, 30% is the driver. Now, some people will not agree with that, because I believe you still need to have one of the best drivers out there to drive your car. But the way I'm saying is, the way I'm changing that is, if you take LeBron from the Lakers, you put him back to the calf now will look like a championship team. In basketball, it works. You take LeBron away from the calf, they become a lottery team. Now, let's go back now to Formula One. Can you take Hamilton away from Mercedes and put him to, let's just say, Force India? Are we saying Force India are going to win the Formula One? No. We all know they're not. Because why? You still need to have engineers. You still need to have all those people behind the scene to make that car, being as competitive as it should, to win those races. It's not easy. You need to have the best car out there to win. And Lewis, because of the decision that he made back then, he's been dominant. And you know, we can't fault the guy from that. He's been dominant, but I'm looking at Lewis now. I'm looking everything he's achieved. Six championship. I mean, the most is obviously Michael Schumacher. Let me tell you something. He's going to win. He's going to get his seven. And he's about to go. He will go for eight or nine. He's going to try to be the number one driver in the world as a black guy. As a black guy, he's going to try to be the number one driver in, not just in the world, of all time. He's about to be that. And this is what he is. And for me, I understand it, you know, few times people ask him about the fact that, look, you know, are you going to go to Ferrari? And he's been saying, no, I'm not going to Ferrari. I'm going to stay here. I'm going to stay with the dream team, which is Mercedes. But I'm looking at Hamilton. Hamilton is box office. The only thing he need on his CV, I believe so, and I know he wake up every morning thinking, God, I should drive that red car. I have to go and drive that red car. I mean, think about that for a minute, right? Let's shift a little bit. Let's shift. Let's just put it down on the basketball level. You have LeBron playing for the Cavs, right? They won the championship, but it's not the same. Now LeBron is playing for the Lakers. When he win that championship with Los Angeles Lakers, it's something else. That's going to take him somewhere where he's never been before, especially after the Kobe death. So coming back now with Formula One, after all these years, it's been just over 10 years now of Ferrari, they haven't won anything. Either the Constructor Championship or the Driver Championship. Think about that. Lewis Hamilton moving to Ferrari and win that championship for Ferrari. This is gonna be probably the most, definitely that would be the best championship ever for Lewis Hamilton. Bringing the championship to Ferrari after all these years. That's gonna be the biggest achievement of Lewis Hamilton. And I believe after that, if you decide to retire, it is all fame. He is on top of the top. He is like, it will be Hamilton, then Michael Schumacher. This is how that will be. And I'm sure he understand that. I know he understand that. That guy is a winner. That guy, he love adversity. He's bored. He's bored right now. Last season, you guys, for those who follow Formula One, I mean, that season was over by January. That season was over by January. Vettel was making mistakes. You know, people asked Hamilton and Bottas, they were still taking those cars over the line. And that's it. All they had to do is take the car over the line. Because people behind and right on front just making mistakes. Because of the pressure of Lewis for the past 5-6 years now. It's been non-stop. Winning. Pole position. Win races. If he's not first, he's second. If he's not first, and then he goes first again, it's just winning. So, Hamilton is box office. And think about how the change that's going to be for Ferrari if they get Lewis Hamilton. Because for me, As you guys know, when you're a fan, I'm a big fan. I love Manchester United. I'm a big fan of Manchester United. You know, player come and go, I'm still going to be a Manchester United fan. But let me tell you something, guys. In Formula One, we don't follow the team. We follow the driver. Lewis Hamilton move now. He goes to Force India or go to Williams. I will support Williams. Because I follow the driver. He knows he has his own followers. He understand that. Lewis Hamilton is box office. If he moved from Mercedes to Ferrari, oh man. I tell you right now, that's going to shift the whole mood. I mean, the TV rating, I mean, the rating is going to go up. Everybody's going to try to watch now F Formula One. Everybody, nope. I mean, it's boring right now because the ratings are down now because not everybody understands that, oh, Mercedes, they're just going to win again. They're going to win. They're going to win every season because they're too fast. And that's one reason why they're thinking about introducing the cap spending for those teams. Because so much money is being spent there. Obviously, the small team believe that if the cap spending is put in place, it will put them all in the same bracket. Then everybody can then can go and fight, you know, for that championship. But Ferrari, they've got resources. They've got so much money. They've got just as much money as Mercedes. But they just don't have any answer to stop Mercedes at the moment. They just can't. And I remember a few years back, just before that cap spending talk, you know, I remember Ferrari were very much against that. And you know when Ferrari says something? You know, Formula One, the Formula One board, they listen. Because they are the top team in the whole Formula One. When you talk about Formula One, you talk about Ferrari. So anything in terms of driver, in terms of construction, in terms of car and all that, you know, if Ferrari are not happy with that, it's not going ahead. Now we're talking about cap spending, they're not saying anything. They're not saying anything at all. What that tells me, they now understand that, God, even with all the money we're spending right here, right now, we can't beat Mercedes. So let's go ahead with that cap spending and see if we can at least compete here. Because it's been 10, 11 years now, we haven't won anything. Let's figure out if maybe with that cap spending, we can make something happen. I think that's the thinking now of the Ferrari board. With all the money they have, all the resources that they have in Italy, all the engineer that they keep getting, taking away from all those good teams because they want to go to Ferrari, they still can't beat Mercedes. They still can't beat those German guys. This is crazy. They still haven't figured out how to beat them. Let's be honest here. We should not make a mistake here. Sebastian Vettel is not leaving Ferrari not because they had a competitive car. They understand that even if Lewis Hamilton was driving Ferrari right here, right now, he wouldn't be able to beat Mercedes. That's not the point. They just decided to go young. That's it. There's no change. There's no strategy change here. They just decided to change, move away from Vettel and go young. That's it. And because they want to put all the backup for Charles Leclerc, that's it. That's it. But they understand the big dog on Formula One is Mercedes. As far as I'm concerned, Lewis Hamilton right here, right now, wants all that winning dry out with Mercedes, I think he should move to Ferrari. You should go to Ferrari. Why not? Why not? You want to drive that red car. You want to have your legacy should be signed up driving Ferrari. When you retire, Lewis Hamilton is a black guy. And think about that. Right now, he represents, I would say, I don't know what type of percentage is that is. Probably 0.00001% of black guy is the only one. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now in the Formula One. And he drives all big car. Started what? Junior level with McLaren. Won with McLaren. Then moved to Mercedes. And he's winning with Mercedes. 5 championships. Won with McLaren. 5 championships with Mercedes. I think now you can tell. You can see the writing on the wall right there. You can see the writing. The writing is, move to Ferrari and sign off with that win. That championship win with Ferrari. Bring that trophy back in Italy. Think about that for a minute. In Italy, the whole country is behind Ferrari. Now, Forget about everybody outside Italy. But over there, the whole country. Here in the UK, you know, you've got people who like Mercedes, you've got people who like McLaren, you've got people who like the Williams, you've got people who like Red Bull. It's a little bit everywhere. You know, you find fans, you know, some, you know, one year they wear a jersey for Mercedes, next year they wear Red Bull Mercedes. You just don't know because they've got so many. I mean, most of those team managers are British. Some of them are British. You know, they've got so many things going on here in England where there's a lot of engineers here in England and most of them are British. But when you go to Italy, it's tradition. It's just like the Lakers, just like Manchester United, just like Real Madrid, just like AC Milan. Those are tradition. Those are, this is Formula One from ground, you know, from Enzo, all that. Those are the guy. When you go down there, you want to see your picture on that wall. And I'm sure, you know, I'm sure Lewis Hamilton, every day he's waking up in the morning, he's like, I'm going to drive that car. I know he's going to drive that car. At the moment, he's the face of Formula One. He's the face. They do not make money without Lewis Hamilton. No chance. You got to make money with Lewis Hamilton. And I bet you. I mean, those team over there, they talk to those drivers all the time. You see on TV, you know, you see them chatting, you know, it's just normal. They chat to each other just like that. I bet you they're having a conversation now about that. Now, think about that. This is what's happening. Stay with me here for a minute. Stay with me. Sebastian Vettel now, right now, at the end of this season, is going to be sitting down. Doesn't have a seat yet. Remember, he's German. So what does that tell me? He's looking at the Mercedes seat from Bottas. He's looking at that seat. He understands that Bottas is struggling. Not struggling in the sense that he wants to win for the championship. No. He understands that he's German. He understands that the German will want to bring a German top driver in the garage. That's the simple. Those people are very much traditional too. Yeah. And I know, Lewis and Vettel cannot be in the same garage. That will not happen. You cannot have that. No. You cannot have that. So what's happening right now? Carlos Sainz moving to Ferrari is just warming the seat for Lewis Hamilton. That's my take here. That's my take. He's just warming that seat for Lewis. Once his contract's finished, he's going to sign a 1 year. After that year, brother is going to Ferrari to drive that car. He will go to Ferrari and drive that car. I can't see anything else there. The boy needs something new. He needs a challenge. I mean, I'm bored when I watch the Formula One right now. I know. That brother can start at the back of the queue. He's going to come to second or third. I mean, come on. They're so strong. They're too fast. I mean, the Mercedes, they're too fast. I mean, what Lewis Hamilton needs to do is look for a new challenge. And he's going to get that challenge. Think about that for a minute. I can see him right now wearing that red top and all that with his cap, getting to the garage, getting excited, blood flowing everywhere because now he knows this is a new challenge. I need to bring a championship to this team. Not constructor championship and a driver championship. This is what he need. You know why? Because they want him. They want him to be with Charles Leclerc. Charles is fast too. But Ferrari understand. Charles is not ready yet. He's not ready yet. He needs somebody like Lewis. God. Composed, you understand what to do, you understand what's required to win a championship. But again, don't forget this one right there. For me, 70% is the car, 30% is the driver. Now, you will say, oh, everybody can bring 30% driver. No, no. Driving those car, guys, I tell you right now, this is not easy. It's not every driver that bring 30%. I'm telling you right now. It's not. It's not, because easily you can have an accident. You make so many. They make so many mistakes that we don't see on the TV. I'm telling you. Some of those drivers, while they're driving, and I'm not saying batching or making, no, they're making mistake and mistake all the time while they're driving, but we can't see that. You know who sees that? Those engineers, those guys in the garage, you understand what's going on. They can tell when somebody is not giving 110% on that car, especially when they know they did everything they could to get into one or two or three position. Because guess what? You see, those team in Formula One, let's just say, let's take Williams. When Williams go out there, they're not going to be first. They're not putting that car over there to be number one. They understand where they are. So they have target that they provide to the driver and say, look, with this car, we don't have enough update right now to be on top. But what we do know, against Force India or against McLaren, we should be 6 or 7. So your target is to be between 6 and 7. Now, if you exceed your target by being 4 or 5, boy, we give you more money. We give you everything you want. But we know it'll be hard for you to get there after 70 lap, whatever lap they have there. But we know with this car, you should get 7 or 6. That's it. Those are the target. Now, when you go on, when you move up and you look at Mercedes, you look at Ferrari, you look at Red Bull, they're talking about first, second, third. Those are the target. This is how Formula One is run, because the more money you have, the more resources you put, the best driver you get. That's it. That's how it works. Now, they're coming back with the cap spending. So, this is going to be crazy. I'm looking forward to see Lewis Hamilton wearing that jersey. And I know it's going to be He's going to be ready for that challenge. He knows what's required to win. He's won all his life. That's all he knows. So, I'm so excited about Formula One this year, especially because of cap spending. But I don't think that's going to change anything anyway, especially for Mercedes. I think they're still going to be on top. I think Lewis is going to a 7. I think next year, he's going to find a way to get to Ferrari. If not, he'll then move the year after. Because you see, he understand which one is the fastest car. He understand that if I move away right now and I leave Vettel on that car early, he might win the next 3, 4, 5 years. So I'm going to dry out everything that we can right now with Mercedes, up to a point where we're not winning anymore. And then I would then decide to leave and move to Ferrari. But I think he should make the move now. He should make that move now to show everybody that, look, yeah, I won with Mercedes, but I'm going to bring that championship with Ferrari too. While Mercedes is still on the prime, this is going to be crazy. This is going to drive everybody back on the TV watching all those live. Because I've seen some of my friends are telling me, man, I don't watch Formula One like that. I just go and watch highlight and all that. That's it. I don't have time. It's too many lives, because I know Mercedes is going to win. But trust me, if Hamilton moved to Ferrari, people will be watching. I'll be watching. Matter of fact, I'll buy my own Ferrari top and my cap and watch that on a Sunday. Actually, watching from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. All that. So, all I'm asking for here, if Lewis is listening, man, make those calls now. Talk to the team manager. ask him to let Carlos Sainz obviously warm your seat, because you going over there in the next 2 years. In the next 2 years, you should go and win a championship over there. So guys, thank you very much. That's my take today. And hopefully I see you, speak to you again tomorrow. Have a nice beginning of weekend. And thank you very much for listening to Slick Talk Show. Thank you then. Bye.